Hey there.
I'm riding with Lori Bronstein on her morning commute to 24th and Walnut. She works at the Delaware Valley Green Building Council, and she's driving a black Chevy Volt, fresh off an overnight charge at her home in Cherry Hill.
I love it. I get very excited when, you know, I look down at my dashboard and I see all green. So, you know, that makes me very happy.
She's talking about the display on her plug-in hybrid that's kind of like a video game for energy-efficient driving. If you do it right, you can use up the car's electric miles before the gas engine kicks in. Driving electric means no emissions, although there may be some carbon pollution from the power plant. Bronstein has had her Volt for about 9 months now, and she's enthusiastic about its green street cred, but also aware that electric cars are still very niche.
You know, caring about the environment and caring about the future for my children and my grandchildren has always been a priority. So I was willing to sort of take the risk that I wouldn't always be able to charge my car wherever I go.
Bronstein says electric anxiety, the fear of being stranded without a charge, pushed her in the direction of the gas electric Volt. But her concerns there may be less of a problem soon, since her office building is planning on adding a charging station by the fall.
So this is the parking lot at 2401 Walnut.
Chuck Block is the president of Bedrock Group, which owns and manages this building near the banks of the Schuylkill. The sleekly renovated former railroad storage depot is looking to reach LEED Platinum certification and is also becoming a hub for buzzy Philly startups. To Block, having a charger is a way of extending the building's green footprint out into the parking lot.
The writing is on the wall, and in the future there will be a whole lot more people driving electric cars, and I think it's an important amenity for a building.
That's still a future tense proposition, Block admits, though Bronstein is at least one guaranteed customer. Other outfits in Philly have had difficulty in finding those.
It's going okay, and we tried to get ahead of it. It's the chicken and the egg sort of thing.
Paul Arabino is the chief operating officer at Parkway Corporation. The parking lot operator has taken a lead on putting chargers on its lots, using environmental incentives to add machines to about a fifth of its 60 locations in the region. But Arabino says they only saw about 1,000 charges last year, fewer than 3 a day. The number is increasing, but still, he's disappointed.
We haven't added any more since our two initial grants that we got, one from the state, one from the federal government, because there hasn't been any real demand for it.
That's because there's still not that many electric cars on the road. Matthew Stepp heads up the D.C.-based Center for Clean Energy Innovation, which has studied electric vehicle usage in the U.S. Stepp says the number one problem is that the batteries on which electric cars rely are still too expensive, and they're driving up the sticker price.
People aren't necessarily going to buy an electric vehicle because their business offers them a charging station. They're going to buy an electric vehicle when it's affordable and it makes sense for them.
At the low end, the Nissan Leaf retails for about $30,000, while a Tesla will cost you about $70,000. Back at her office, Lori Bronstein is turning off her Volt, which costs about $35,000 before rebates. She says electric cars are becoming not just for environmentalists like her anymore. Bronstein thinks that consumers will have to lead the charge if electric vehicles are ever to become as ubiquitous as she hopes.
If people see my car and I let my neighbors drive it and things like that, and people feel more comfortable with it, hopefully it will be something that becomes more commonplace in the region.
Maybe then the chicken or the egg problem of cars versus chargers will finally be in the rear view. For The Pulse, I'm Zach Seward.